All right, 708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Lots to talk about internationally as the summit between President Trump and Vladimir Putin is underway in Helsinki, Finland.
Mm-hmm. Just tweeted out the presser on Twitter, at Kelly, K2K Finley. And some of the comments coming out of that presser, Sean, we have it on TV here. But the AP says that the president said that he predicted that their countries will end up having an extraordinary relationship. Okay.
All right.
Our two countries, frankly, we have not been getting along well, said President Trump, as he and President Putin sat down at the presidential palace in Finland's capital, saying, I really think the world wants to see us get along. And then for Putin, he said that he and President Trump have maintained regular contact, including talking by phone and meeting at international events. He had a translator there, and the Russian leader said, quote, the time has come to have a thorough discussion on various international problems and sensitive issues.
All right. Yeah, that's and brings up a lot. Listen, there's a conversation going on between two world leaders, but of course, the residents back here at home, because of the Russian meddling in the election. Congressman Trey Gowdy spoke out about that. This is his what he would suggest to the president to be his first question.
Tell us which airport we can pick up the 25 Russians that tried to interfere with the fundamentals of our democracy. If you really claim you had nothing to do with it, then you should be as shocked as we were that your military was being used to impact our election.
There was Trey suggested that would be the first question from President Trump to Vladimir Putin.
And Putin, playing the same games that he plays with other world leaders, showed up, and they actually had to push back the whole schedule for the day an hour, because they were supposed to begin meeting at around 5 a.m. our time.
Right.
But his plane showed up late, and then he sat on the tarmac an additional amount of time, and they ended up getting started about an hour after they were originally planning on getting started this morning.
I mean, you talk about some strutting and posturing
right.
going on.
Everybody's trying to puff out their chest, yes. right? So while he was on the tarmac, then President Trump said, well, he was not going to leave his hotel until Putin arrived at the meeting spot. So it's, you know,
your turn.
And the AP is saying that the summit started late because President Putin arrived in Helsinki about a half hour behind schedule, and another display of his famous lack of punctuality. But President Trump and his aides there have repeatedly tried to lower expectations about what the summit will achieve. He told CBS News that he did not, quote, expect anything from Putin, while his national security advisor said the U.S. was not looking for any, quote, concrete deliverables.
Yeah, have you thought, okay, deliverables is the new term du jour. This started being thrown out last week. A deliverable being something concrete. You go into a negotiation and you say, I'll give you this or I'll give you that, mm-hmm. you know, in this negotiation. And I wonder if it was time for the fact that, of course, today is Amazon Prime Day, so it's deliverables. Get the deliverables that way. All right, we'll talk about that just in a little bit. 712 FM Talk 106.5 and time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
And I'm delivering the news.
That's right. That's our deliverable right now, are the headlines.
I try.
Deliverables. when is this going to start coming up and people are going to pick this up and you'll hear this thrown around in normal conversation?
That might be our word of the day.
Hey, pizza guy, where's my deliverable?
Oh, there you go. All right, so we're less than 24 hours away from the runoff election, and before your vote, because many of you, I'm sure, I believe you will, in spite of the fact that our Secretary of State thinks that the numbers will be 15% to 18% voter turnout, when you do go to vote, make sure you have your proper identification. Last hour, I read the entire list. Now, I'll just give you a couple of them, and then you can go ahead and hop online and check out the rest. Make sure you have a valid driver's license, an Alabama photo voter ID, maybe a U.S. passport. Military ID works. Tribal ID works as well. And if you have an employee ID from federal government, state of Alabama, county government, municipality, board, authority, or other entity of the state, all of those work. If you don't have an ID, you can vote a provisional ballot. You will be allowed to vote if you are positively identified by two election officials at the poll. I want to see how that works out, because you have to make sure that your poll workers really know who you are, two of them at least. And this is a no crossover voting zone. What does that mean, you ask? Well, If you voted in the Republican primary, you cannot vote in a Democratic runoff and vice versa. If you did not vote in the primary, you can cast a ballot in either runoff. Your primary or runoff ballot does not limit you in the general election, which is November the 6th. Polls open tomorrow, 7 a.m. They close at 7 p.m. If you have more questions, go to vote411.org. Also, our website's a great resource as well. And on our Facebook page, you can see a sample ballot, so you're not surprised. You know what's going on. Next time we chit-chat, I'm going to tell you about news out of Florida, because guess what happened, Sean?
Uh-oh, it's Florida, what?
Shark bites. I'll tell you more about that coming up. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Attorney General Steve Marshall is fighting alongside President Trump. A Christian conservative, Steve Marshall will uphold our values. Steve Marshall is pro-life and protected a pregnancy center's right to free speech. A defender of gun rights, Steve Marshall is endorsed by the NRA. And Steve Marshall fought to stop sanctuary cities and end illegal immigration. Here's Steve Marshall and President Trump, our conservative fighters.
I'm a Christian conservative driven by my faith.
May God bless our glorious nation.
I'm pro-life and will protect the unborn.
Every child is a precious gift from God.
I will always defend our gun rights.
I will protect our Second Amendment.
I will crack down on sanctuary cities.
We will end the sanctuary cities.
Republican Steve Marshall, pro-Trump, fighting for Alabama.
Paid for by Steve Marshall for Alabama, Inc. P.O. Box 3537, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
It's time for the 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the largest fishing tournament in the world. Hey, it kicks off with the Mossy Oak Liars Contest on Thursday, July 19th on Dolphin Island. Fishing begins at 5 Friday morning, July 20th, with the Molly Ringwalds playing that night. Hey, the rodeo site and all the musical acts are free to spectators for the weekend, and the total awards package this year valued at $500,000 in cash and prizes, with 30 categories and 4 jackpots, including Crane Works Red Snapper Jackpot. For tickets and more information, visit ADSFR.com.
Mobile needs a tough conservative judge to keep our family safe, and the choice is clear. Conservative Harry Satterwhite has been a member of the Republican Executive Committee for almost 2 decades. He's a local ball coach and has been a conservative lawyer in Mobile for the last 25 years. Harry's opponent, Brandi Hambright, spent her career working for criminals. As a criminal defense lawyer and member of the Criminal Defense Bar for the last 18 years, Hambright has been working to put criminals back on the streets. Harry Satterwhite is not working for the criminals. In fact, Satterwhite has never made a living representing criminals. Harry Satterwhite is a pro-life, Second Amendment, tough on crime conservative. On July 17th, vote for the candidate who is not working for the criminals. Vote conservative, Harry Satterwhite, for circuit judge.
Paid for by Satterwhite for Judge, 1325 Dolphin Street, Mobile, 36604.
Good morning, it's 716 on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for starting your day with us on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report. The French national soccer team crowned world champions after defeating Croatia 4-2 in the World Cup final on Sunday.
A last look at the watch from referee Nestor Pitana. A final whistle. France have won the World Cup.
It's the second World Cup title in France's history. France first scored on an own goal off Croatia's Mario Mandzukic. Then France scored on a penalty kick goal from Antoine Griezmann and goals from Paul Pogba and Kylian Mbappe. Mbappe became the first teenager to score in a World Cup final since Brazilian legend Pele did it back in 1958. On Saturday, Belgium defeated England 2-0 to claim third place in the tournament. It's Belgium's best finish in the World Cup. At Wimbledon on Sunday, Novak Djokovic dominated Kevin Anderson in straight sets 6-2, 6-2, and 7-6 to take the 2018 Wimbledon Men's Championship. With that win, Djokovic is now alone in fourth place on the all-time Grand Slams list with 13. He's one behind Pete Sampras for third place. In the women's Wimbledon final, Germany's Angelique Kerber beat 7-time Wimbledon champion Serena Williams in straight sets 6-3 and 6-3 to win her third career major. The 30-year-old German's one of just 5 women to beat Williams in a Grand Slam final, and now Kerber only needs to win the French Open to complete her career Grand Slam. It was a good effort from Williams. She came close to winning in only her fourth tournament since giving birth to her daughter Olympia on September the 1st. On the PGA Tour, Michael Kim dominated to win his first career victory on the tour. Kim won by 8 strokes at 27 under par. That set a new tournament record in the process. And in a celebrity golf tournament over the weekend, former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo won the American Century Championship at Lake Tahoe. Romo beat former Major League pitcher and 3-time defending champion Mark Mulder. Former Auburn Tiger and NBA great Charles Barkley finished alone in last place, just behind former Troy Trojan DeMarcus Ware. In NASCAR, Martin Truex Jr. cruised to a win at Kentucky for the second year in a row and for his fourth win of the 2018 season. Truex is one of three drivers to have won at least 4 races this year, matching Kyle Busch and Kevin Harvick. And Shockwave, the big winner at the Blue Marlin Grand Championship. They reeled in the biggest Blue Marlin this weekend, 795.6 pounds. Second place went to Done Deal. They reeled in a 640.8 pound Marlin and Breathe Easy in third place with a 598.2 pound Blue Marlin. 719 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
A message from Billy Joe Underwood, running countywide for the Baldwin County Commission.
Open government and quality of life have been at the forefront of my campaign because I love Baldwin County as much as you. With your help, we will continue to pursue our vision for better Baldwin County. I can't move forward alone. I need your help. I am Billy Joe Underwood, candidate for Baldwin County Commission District 3, and I ask for your vote in the July 17th runoff election. Let's make Baldwin County better together.
Paid for by the committee to elect Billy Joe Underwood, 18446 Davis Road, Summerdale, Alabama.
When it comes to keeping our families safe, experience matters. And there's only one candidate for district court judge with the right experience for the job, Spiro Charagatis. A former Mobile County prosecutor, Spiro has a proven record of fighting crime. And that's why he's supported by local law enforcement, District Attorney Ashley Rich, and the retiring district court judge. On July 17th, remember Spiro Charagatis. Hard name. Harder on crime.
Paid for by the committee to elect Spiro. P.O. Box 1964, Mobile, Alabama 36633.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, thunderstorms are likely with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Circuit Judge Candidate Brandi Hambright. It's unfortunate my opponent has chosen a platform of negative politics that certainly have no place in a judge's race. I have handled thousands of civil and criminal cases in the circuit courtroom. I'm the only candidate who knows criminal law, and I'm proud to be endorsed by Charlie Graddick, your tough on crime prosecutor and judge for 20 years. I stand for our families and our community. Please stand with me on July 17th. Vote experience. Vote integrity. Vote Brandi Hambright on July 17th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Brandi Hambright, Circuit Court, P.O. Box 1901, Mobile, Alabama 366.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good, like real good. You know what I'm saying? Like real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process, and we'll never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we've had a perfect start to the day from Airport, Spring Hill and Moffitt, 65. Schillinger and Three Notch, no delays at car fire at Old Shell and North Ann Street. Now moved out of the roadways and no delays across the Bayway or the Causeway. A good ride coming in from the Eastern Shore. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn. Get details and make reservations at Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
President Donald Trump.
I'm looking for judges, people that will respect the Constitution.
Judges like Alabama's conservative Judge Sarah Stewart.
I'm Judge Sarah Stewart. I think it matters who serves on the Supreme Court.
Like President Trump, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will uphold the Constitution. That's why she's running for the Alabama Supreme Court. More than 25 years of legal experience and over a decade on the bench, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will protect our Second Amendment gun rights, defend the life of the unborn, and guard our nation against evildoers who threaten our way of life. Honest, fair, experienced. Conservative Judge Sarah Stewart is uniquely qualified to sit on Alabama's Supreme Court. Judge Sarah Stewart will ensure swift, firm, and fair justice. On July 17th, vote conservative Judge Sarah Stewart to the Alabama Supreme Court. Paid for by Judge Sarah Stewart, Alabama Supreme Court, 2029B Airport Boulevard, number 206, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
723 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Sean. And Dalton, good morning as promised. Here's a story about not one but two shark bites. Two people recovering from shark bites in Fernandina Beach, Florida. Are you familiar with that area?
There's
just below the Georgia State Line.
Ferdinand Beach. Is it Fernandina?
Ferdinandina Beach.
Ferdinandina Beach, okay.
Okay, so the fire department there says 30-year-old Dustin Theobald and a 17-year-old teenager were both bitten by sharks within minutes of each other Friday in two different spots on that beach. So Theobald says that he was surfing with his 8-year-old son Friday afternoon when the attack happened. When he was in less than 2 feet of water on his surfboard, he says he felt something grab his foot and pull. Well, he was bitten on his right foot. He received several puncture wounds on the top and bottom. Thankfully, his injuries are non-life-threatening, though he did undergo surgery Friday night. And then within minutes of that attack, about a mile south, a 17-year-old teenager was bit on the foot while wading in shallow water. They have not released his name as of yet, but he is being treated for non-life-threatening puncture wounds to his foot as well. Now, they still don't know at this hour if this was the same shark that bit the 30-year-old and the 17-year-old. The fire department there, though, they did order people to get out of the water immediately. People were not allowed back into the water until Saturday morning. Scary stuff right there. And news out of Mississippi, we now know the Coast Guard had to swoop in and rescue seven people from a boat which capsized near Horn Island, Mississippi. This was Sunday afternoon around 2:45. Coast Guard received notification that the Sea Tow lost communication with the vessel and they were en route to assist. Coast Guard Station Pascagoula went to search for that vessel at around 3:10. Crew was able to find the capsized vessel and all seven passengers in the water. They were rescued and taken back to Pascagoula. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. 725 FM Talk 106.5. All right. Coming up tomorrow, of course, polls open at 7 o'clock. Your chance to hear from the candidates one more time. We're rolling through that this morning. Running for State Senate District 32, David Northcutt, will be on with us at 8 o'clock this morning. Then following up at 8:30, running for Lieutenant Governor Twinkle Cavanaugh joins us at 8:30. Then in the midday show, lots of folks coming on the show. Running for State Senate District 32, Chris Elliott is going to join us at 1 o'clock. Also starting off the noon hour, Midday Mobile, George Zogby. Of course, we're talking judicial here. George Zogby at 12 and Harry Satterwhite at 12:30. So those are all on the lineup. So if you're looking for your last chance to get to hear from the candidates, you can do that today. And a reminder, too, though, if you're looking to looking for like past shows, things we've interviews we've done in the past, all those podcasts are up on our website.
Yeah, they sure are on fmtalk1065.com. And you can also, if you're subscribing or if you want to check it out on one of the other formats, if you go to iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or TuneIn Podcast, you can search. If you put in the search, whichever candidate you're looking for, that should pull up the hours
that
they're
on. Searchable. Okay.
At least I've checked it out on iTunes. Should be searchable. You should be able to find the exact candidate by using the search function.
All right. Your chance now, if you just said, oh, yeah, I got to vote tomorrow, you want to do a little research. We've been doing those interviews well since back during the primary, so you can go back and search and hear from the candidates themselves before you vote tomorrow.
Yeah, not too late to binge listen.
You might be
binge watching on Netflix over the weekend. Now binge listen to the candidates before you vote.
And whenever the candidates do come in, we're able to capture them and we post that on Facebook Live many times or video. Either way, that waits because sometimes people want to see the people that are part of these interviews. So hop online and be sure to like our Facebook page and you can see that as well.
Go check that out. And no more commentary about my legs on from Friday's interviews.
What? Somebody said something about your legs?
Yes, they're fans of my stems. So because I was wearing my short drawers during that interview.
What? in the world.
Short pants. Shorts.
Yeah, I mean, I was in there. I was recording.
Right.
I was focused.
But you're just so used
on the candidates,
to, you've become so callous to my legs.
Now, imagine if you were wearing jorts, the jean shorts.
I can't imagine that.
I don't even know what those are.
Things that would not. Or, good that you don't know what those are.
I know
are.
What a skort is. Okay, I had one on the other day.
Yeah, that's one of those transformer things. It's a skirt and shorts at the same time. Mm-hmm. Jorts are jean shorts, but not like cutoffs. They're tailored down to, usually they cut just above the knee.
A skort will allow you to play golf or shoot a three.
Yes, yes, and still be covered.
Right.
By the way, I saw this story yesterday evening, I guess. I thought this was interesting because I think about my generation and number of friends that are middle children. Mm-hmm. And they're going extinct, by the way, middle children.
Uh-oh.
Story out from USA Today said, another thing here that baby boomers used to do before they ruined society and made everything impossibly expensive, that's middle children. They say now, according to new data, they're going extinct because no one wants to have three or more children. Back in the late 1970s, 59% of mothers had three or more children. Today, that's down to 32% and dropping. Also, the majority of people said three or four kids was ideal in the 70s. Now, the top answer, two children. So what's the reason? Sure looks like a financial thing. In 1960, it cost $198,000 to raise a child to age 18. In 2013, that cost $245,000. So it's more expensive, fewer children, and therefore the middle child is going extinct.
Marsha. You know, it is what it is.
Coming right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Bay Minette police are investigating a crash that left a pedestrian in critical condition and the driver behind bars. Andrew Cross of Birmingham is facing charges after police said he was drunk when he hit the pedestrian on McMeans Avenue. It happened about 10 o'clock Saturday night. The victim was airlifted to USA Medical Center and is listed in critical condition. They have not been identified. Police say Cross is charged with assault, driving under the influence, possession of marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. Another pedestrian was struck and killed on Highway 59 in Robertsdale Saturday night. Robertsdale police say someone was trying to cross 59 near Divine Road at about 9:30. The victim was hit by a vehicle going south on 59. The investigation ongoing, but no charges have been filed. Robertsdale police say the driver did stop after that collision. The body of a woman discovered in a car in the Pensacola neighborhood is under investigation. The woman's body was found off Belmont Street between 16th and 17th Avenues in a car parked near Miraflores Park. People in the otherwise quiet neighborhood say they were not sure if the woman lived in the area. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Celebrate your independence during the month of July with a Liberty Safe during Mike Ward's Scratch and Dent Truckload Sale, now going on. Save hundreds on slightly blemished Liberty Safes with a lifetime replaceable warranty and a fire or attempted break-in. Best of all, have your Liberty Safe delivered up to 50 miles ground floor at no extra charge. Financing for 12 months at 0% interest is available with approved credit. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt and Mobile. Call 471-1137.
Special report, Trump-Putin meeting. The presidents of the United States and Russia are meeting at the presidential palace in Helsinki, Finland, only accompanied by interpreters. Correspondent Caitlin Collins says President Trump reportedly had three reasons for only wanting to meet President Putin one-on-one.
One of those is that he felt he could better assess Putin if they were sitting in a room with just the two of them and translators off to the side. Secondly, he didn't want any of their conversation to leak to reporters, something that has infuriated the president in the past. And lastly, the president didn't want any of his aides who take a strong stance on Russia to undercut or interrupt him during that sit-down with Vladimir Putin.
In remarks before the meeting, President Trump listed some of the things he planned to bring up, including nuclear weapons, trade, and China. President Trump did not mention Russian election interference, Syria, or Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Evan Hanen.
Election night coverage is on FM Talk 106.5 with up-to-the-minute results, the winners, the losers, analysis of all the races, statewide and local, with the FM Talk 106.5 political team. Your host, Sean Sullivan, has assembled the finest political analysts from around the state to add their input on this hard-fought campaign. Join us election night at 8 for wall-to-wall coverage, only on FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, I'm Chad Summerlin, group leader of Bama Cary. Police Chief Shane Stringer in House District 102 candidate has our support. As a veteran law enforcement officer, Chief Stringer has always supported the Second Amendment. We have joined Sheriff Sam Cochran and Public Safety Director Jimmy Barber and others in supporting Chief Stringer, the first to propose arming training teachers to protect our children. Tough on crime, a reputation for getting the job done. On Tuesday, July 17th, vote Shane Stringer.
Paid for by Shane Stringer for HD 102, Post Office Box 92, Citronelle, Alabama, 36522.
Need a golf cart? Want a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells the newest 2018-2019 Yamaha and street legal carts by Star and Tomberlin, as well as late model used carts from Yamaha. And if you want to sell your cart, let the Cart Doctor do it with their consignment program. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with full service mechanics, the only full service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Cart Doctor even designs custom carts. Bring your imagination, they'll make it a reality. Tailgating, toting kids around safely, escorting guests at weddings or parties, or just getting around your property or facility, it's easier with a cart from Cart Doctor. And Cart Doctor rents all size carts with delivery and pickup, making any event much more convenient and, of course, fun. See Cart Doctor at their new location, 5683 Highway 90 in Theodore. On the left, heading south, just look for the Cart Doctor sign. Cart Doctor, the dealer for all your cart needs.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, kind of the weekend, you're right, split deal on the showers, a lot more yesterday than Saturday, but I know we spent time on the water both days, and the mornings were fine. The conditions offshore were pretty darn good.
Yeah, it worked out nicely. And, of course, Saturday we had quite a bit of sunshine, and yesterday another hot day, but most of the thunderstorms were in the late afternoon. Officially picked up 1.32 inches of rain at the airport. We're going to be in more of a thunderstorm pattern for the next few days, and then the latter part of the week we get back to those hot temperatures again with highs in the mid-90s. And so it's sort of a two-part weekend, numerous thunderstorms first half, hot weather the second half. But today, not as hot as yesterday, about 91, 92 degrees this afternoon. Good chance for afternoon thunderstorms. In fact, a few of them may develop late this morning. Tonight, it all tapers off, a slight chance of a thunderstorm, low about 75. And then tomorrow, I expect scattered to numerous thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s. Now, the problem there is a weather front. Cold front will be moving into Alabama. It'll stall over the central portion of the state, but of course that helps produce numerous thunderstorms. So Wednesday, same thing, scattered to numerous thunderstorms, high around 90, perhaps 92, and then it starts to decrease in the number of thunderstorms on Thursday in the low 90s, and as I mentioned, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, mid-90s, but of course we will have a few afternoon thunderstorms.
All right, Dr. Bill, how are things looking in the tropics?
Looking good right now. Beryl, which was a storm way down in the Atlantic, is now up in the North Atlantic. In the meantime, it had gone across Puerto Rico as just a bunch of thunderstorms. It intensified a bit off the East Coast over the weekend, and now it's fading out over the cold waters of the North Atlantic. Looks good across the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. And even the tropical Atlantic is quiet right now, although a couple of tropical waves look like they're going to move off Africa and out into the Atlantic in the next few days.
All right. Well, we'll be waiting for your report on those, Dr. Bill, and check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams right here on Mobile Mornings. And thank you. One of my buddies let us know that if we're going to pronounce the name of that beach where the shark attacks were, there in northeastern Florida.
Very close to the Georgia state line.
Yeah, let's go to the audio.
Old shrimpers pronounce it Fernandina.
Fernandina.
I love our listeners.
Listen, if that's the way old shrimpers pronounce it, that's the way I pronounce it.
I like it.
And, all right.
And we appreciate the assist.
That, absolutely. We'll take it anytime.
I love that function. First time we've had somebody voice message us.
On Facebook.
On the air, on Facebook. Pretty cool.
Yeah. And by the way, too, just if we haven't mentioned this, we don't do this enough, you got to hide to not get in touch with us on social media. I mean, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Mm. You can go through the website, of course. I mean, we've got the emails. There's a lot of different ways to get in touch with us. We're pretty much on, other than Snapchat, we're on most platforms.
Yeah, we can even give out our fax number a little bit later. If anybody wants to send us any faxes, you can reach us that way, too.
Don't forget snail mail. Come on.
No. Don't get me started. The stuff I've gotten lately in snail, no.
Hey,
no.
You said.
No.
We're talking communication.
No. 7:38. Let's check traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, nice ride again from the Bayway, the Causeway, coming into the Eastern Shore. No problems from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, along I-10, Rains Line 90. Just watch your speed. You've got radar there. Also along Airport, University, and Moffitt and 65. But again, the couple accidents we've had have been moved out of the roadways pretty quick. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop by to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers, soaps, lotions, eggs, and baked goods. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
I worry every day about losing the quality of life that we have in Baldwin County.
Conservative Chris Elliott.
As I move around Baldwin County, I still see some of the same farms, the same barns, the same silos that I saw as a kid growing up. But I also see lots of new houses and lots of new faces. I see waterways that once were pretty open and empty, crowded, and full of folks. When I was a kid, my first job was down in Orange Beach at a marina, and I had the opportunity to drive my boat back and forth to work, and it made me who I am. Baldwin County is the best possible place to raise a family, and the secret's out. They're coming, and we're going to have to make sure we've got the infrastructure in place to accommodate them. GetOurShare.com shows exactly how we're going to do that.
Visit GetOurShare.com and learn more about how Chris Elliott wants to fight to get back our share of taxes we're already paying to Montgomery.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about getting another week started. And sounds like we're starting the week with tons of inventory.
Yeah, we got a bunch of fresh inventory in late Friday, so we'll get it all serviced, checked out, double checked out this morning, and get it cleaned up and get it ready to put on the webpage.
You know what, you had my attention with that Toyota Tacoma last week, but I mean, whether it's trucks for truck fans like me or SUVs with those third row seats, you kind of got an idea of what we want before we even know it.
Well, like I said, we listen to our customers all the time, what they want, what they need, and that's what we try to buy.
All right, we show up, we find the perfect vehicle and inventory. Talk to me about financing.
It's awesome. We got a great bevy of lenders. We got credit unions, as we talk about. We got banks. We got finance companies. So we got a whole different kind of sources for just about every situation.
All right, next thing I need, directions to come see you.
Highway 90 West at Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Hey, by the way, current temperature is 76 outside our studios and like 91 inside our studios. I thought I'd just point that out.
Like the fire-breathing blue marlin.
Yes, it feels like, you know, it's a sauna. Actually, there's more a steam bath than sauna because it's not a dry heat.
It's like hot yoga.
Yes, it's like hot yoga.
Except
we're doing a radio show. Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to go put my yoga pants on, it'll be a different thing, but...
Oh, my God.
I was going to say, with this Russian meeting happening today, we just need those, leaves that they use to smack people in the Russian spas? And then, right. Then we'd have an official Russian spa in here.
No smacking of anything this morning.
Except jaws and gums and stuff.
Speaking of smacking, honey smacks, did you see how they're just telling the CDC, saying don't even purchase?
Right. Well, you had the headline a month ago or so that they were certain allotments of honey smacks, they were calling them back, and now
they're just saying, just don't even look that way.
Poor Diggum. dig him, you know, the frog that helps market fingers. The honey. Yes, the frog with the strange fingers. dig him is going to be out of a job now because no more honey smacks. All right, I know that's probably the biggest headline of the day, but we might find
toady cakes.
Oh yeah, that's right. We have our famous toad on the Facebook page as well. Time for headlines other than those with Kelly Finley.
Let me give you a quick headline. If you love Bellingrath Gardens and Home, you have 1 year to thank the man being applauded for giving it national and international attention. William Barrick has served as executive director since 1999. He has announced plans to retire in the summer of 2019. The 65-acre Fall River Historic Estate is one of Mobile's major tourist destinations. I didn't know this. They say they welcome more than 100,000 visitors a year. So this announcement from the gardens credits Barrick with helping the gardens recover from long-term effects of Hurricane Frederick, redesigning and expanding the seasonal Magic Christmas in Lights attraction, and representing Alabama in tourism when it comes to promotion efforts after the 2010 Deepwater Horizon disaster, and expanding community outreach, special events, and fundraising efforts. He's done a lot. He's also been the recipient of the Arthur Hoyt Scott Horticulture Medal and the 2012 Governor's Tourism Award. He says he's very thankful to all the employees, so that's happening next year. And we've been talking about Amazon Prime Day, Sean and Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
Target says, we hear you and we have something for you. They've launched a one-day sale event touting, quote, no membership necessary. Unlike one-day sales for subscribers of Amazon Prime, which carries a yearly membership fee, Target says their promotion is, quote, for everybody, and it will be held online and in store. So take that. With Amazon Prime, all eligible items on Amazon.com ship free in 1 or 2 days, but there's a $119 yearly fee for this service. So Target and Walmart, they're offering deals with the promise of speedy shipping. During the one-day sale, Target's offering a promotion. If you spend more than at least $100 on their website, you'll receive a free six-month membership for same-day delivery via the company Shipt, which Target recently acquired. So they're really going in on it. So Target.com one-day sale begins early in the morning on Tuesday and runs through 12:59 a.m. July 17th. Happy shopping. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I do feel like people are missing their opportunity here for restaurants out there. Mm-hmm. How about Prime Rib Day?
Ooh,
you
that's
could have
good.
On Prime Day, Prime Rib Day.
Hey, I just got a great deal on Honey Smacks.
The BP oil spill affected all of us, devastating the Gulf Coast, damaging our lives. But after we fought so hard to force BP to pay the bill for the damage they caused, some politicians tried to take the money for themselves. Politicians like Will Ainsworth. Ainsworth helped lead a group of North Alabama lawmakers to take money from the Gulf Coast and send it to North Alabama. Ainsworth told the media he voted along the lines of other North Alabama members to try to bring more of the money back home. He said, I would rather that money have gone to North Alabama. Now, Will Ainsworth wants to be our lieutenant governor, the same man who tried to take money from the Gulf Coast when we needed it the most. The same Will Ainsworth who would have sold out Mobile and Baldwin counties if he could. We said no to Will Ainsworth once. On July 17th, tell Will Ainsworth no one more time.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
I'm Tucker Dorsey, your Baldwin County Commissioner from District 3. It's a critical time on the Commission, and experience matters now more than ever. I bring the strong, steady leadership that the Commission needs, as well as the business management experience that has allowed Baldwin County to be in the best financial condition ever. Efficient government, smarter growth, and a Baldwin County where we can all be proud to live, work, and raise a family. That's what I stand for, and what I'll continue to work for as your County Commissioner. I'm Tucker Dorsey, and I ask for your vote on July 17.
Paid for by Friends of Tucker Dorsey, Box 455, Silver Hill, Alabama.
Mobile needs a tough conservative judge to keep our families safe, and the choice is clear. Conservative Harry Satterwhite has been a member of the Republican Executive Committee for almost two decades. He's a local ball coach and has been a conservative lawyer in Mobile for the last 25 years. Harry's opponent, Brandi Hambright, spent her career working for criminals. As a criminal defense lawyer and member of the Criminal Defense Bar for the last 18 years, Hambright has been working to put criminals back on the streets. Harry Satterwhite is not working for the criminals. In fact, Satterwhite has never made a living representing criminals. Harry Satterwhite is a pro-life, Second Amendment, tough on crime conservative. On July 17th, vote for the candidate who is not working for the criminals. Vote conservative, Harry Satterwhite, for circuit judge.
Paid for by Satterwhite for Judge, 1325 Dolphin Street, Mobile, 36604.
Probate judges do a lot more than just sell car tags. They preside over 1,500 hearings a year.
I'm Alan Lipscomb, candidate for probate judge of Baldwin County. Not only am I an experienced probate attorney, I'm an experienced business owner. Just last year, more than $40 million went through my accounts, and I'm responsible for every penny. I'm probate attorney Alan Lipscomb, humbly asking for your vote for Baldwin County probate judge. I don't sue people for a living. I help them.
Paid for by committee to elect Alan Lipscomb, P.O. Box 471, Fairhope, Alabama.
This is George Zogby, candidate for Mobile County District Court Judge. Recently, a man was murdered by a person that was just released from jail on an extremely low bond on a charge of burglary just weeks earlier. This is absurd. As judge, I will set maximum bonds on serious repeat offenders to keep them off the streets of Mobile County. For me to do this, I need you to get out and vote tomorrow, July 17th.
Vote George Zogby, Tuesday, July 17th. Paid for by the committee to elect George Zogby.
749 FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. 2018 FIFA World Cup has come to an end with the French national soccer team on top. France was crowned world champions after defeating Croatia 4-2 in the World Cup final on Sunday.
A last look at the watch from referee Nestor Pitana. A final whistle. France have won the World Cup.
It's the second World Cup title in France's history. They first scored on an own goal off of Croatia's Mario Mandzukic. Then France scored on a penalty kick goal from Antoine Griezmann and goals from Paul Pogba and Kylian Mbappe. Mbappe became the first teenager to score in a final since Brazilian legend Pelé did it back in 1958. Before the final on Sunday, on Saturday, Belgium defeated England 2-0 to claim third place in the tournament. It's Belgium's best finish in their World Cup history. At Wimbledon on Sunday, Novak Djokovic dominated Kevin Anderson in straight sets 6-2, 6-2, and 7-6 to take the 2018 Wimbledon Men's Championship. With that win, Djokovic is now alone in fourth place on the all-time Grand Slams list with 13. He's one behind Pete Sampras for third place. In the women's Wimbledon final, Germany's Angelique Kerber beat 7-time Wimbledon champion Serena Williams in straight sets 6-3 and 6-3 to win her third career major. The 30-year-old German's one of just five women to beat Williams in a Grand Slam final. Now Kerber only needs to win the French Open to complete her career Grand Slam. And it was a good effort from Williams. She came close to winning in only her fourth tournament since giving birth to her daughter Olympia back on September the 1st. On the PGA Tour, Michael Kim dominated to win his first career PGA Tour victory. Kim won by 8 strokes at 27 under par, setting a new tournament record in the process. In NASCAR, Martin Truex Jr. cruised to a win at Kentucky for the second year in a row for his fourth win of the 2018 season. Truex is one of three drivers to have won at least four races this year, matching Kyle Busch and Kevin Harvick. And Shockwave, the big winner at the Blue Marlin Grand Championship over the weekend. They pulled in a 795.6-pound Blue Marlin for first place overall. Done Deal came in second with a 640.8-pound Marlin, and Breathe Easy in third. They reeled in a 598.2-pound Blue Marlin. 7:50 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's. They're at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
from the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We've got the lanes now. Airport at Foreman Drive right by the Circle K. They've got an accident moving it into the parking lot. Other than that, it's been a good ride for the 1065 split. Again, from I-10, range line out towards Theodore Dawes Road. No delays, just a little bit of radar. The Bayway, the Causeway from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort looking good. You know, Car Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left with new and used golf carts from Yamaha. Call 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, thunderstorms are likely with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Paid by committee to elect David Northcutt, P.O. Box 515, Montrose, Alabama 36559.
Chris Elliott must think voters of Baldwin County are stupid. He's lying to the voters about David Northcutt. Facts speak for themselves. Fact. Chris Elliott is a tax raiser. He supported and campaigned for Build Baldwin Now, the tax increase voters of Baldwin County rejected. And now he's taking taxpayer-funded trips to Washington, D.C. as a political stunt. Fact. Chris Elliott is in the pocket of Montgomery's special interest. Elliott has received over $350,000 from liberal special interest who support Common Core, weakening gun rights, and especially raising the gas tax, because Elliott has agreed to raise your taxes. Fact. Chris Elliott was arrested for DUI. He stated he was going to own his punishment. He had his attorney in court say that he was too important to lose his driver's license because he was a politician. Come on, Chris. The voters aren't buying your deceit. We have a clear choice on July 17th. Vote for lying career politician Chris Elliott or the true conservative David Northcutt.
All right, 7:55, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Oh, by the way, too, I saw a note here. Those of you trying to rehydrate after some strenuous workout and you grab the Gatorade or some other sports drink like that, well, the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition has said drop the Gatorade and pick up the chocolate milk.
Really?
What?
Right here. It says chocolate milk does an even better job than sports drinks like Gatorade. Apparently, a lot of endurance athletes already know this, do it all the time. After a taxing workout, you need carbs, protein, fat, electrolytes, and vitamins to help your body recover. And chocolate milk has all of them. So there you go. And children around the world celebrate.
Saying, ew.
What?
Mm-mm.
You don't like chocolate milk?
I do like chocolate milk, but not after you've...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Not after a strenuous workout.
That's what I was picturing, because I love chocolate milk, too. But if you're like, burning up hot, sweating and stuff, and somebody hands you...
That's not what you would reach for.
I always think of the milk they drink after the Indy 500, after racing for hours and hours in that heat and then pouring milk all over themselves. Yeah, not my thing either.
Oh, well, that's what the researchers say.
But milk is really good with crushed ice. That's very good.
That's good. The beginning of a White Russian. It's a whole other thing there. 7:55, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Oh, my goodness. All right, just a quick headline and another reminder when it comes to children in hot vehicles. This is that time of year where we want to remind you to please be safe and double-check all rows of seating, especially if you're driving a vehicle you're not used to. This is sad news out of South Florida as a child left in a hot car has died. The 17-month-old baby was left in the vehicle at least 8 hours after one of the parents parked the vehicle and went inside to work. Pembroke Pines Police Department say that the parent left the child in the car. This was Friday morning after parking in the hospital parking lot. Paramedics arrived at 5:06 p.m. and they tried to resuscitate the little guy, but their efforts were unfortunately came up short. Now, the parents' names have not been released. There is an active investigation going on. But the lawyer for the family says that both parents were questioned and released. So we'll keep you posted on any new developments from the situation. But a very sad story. We hear about this way too many times. Just be mindful of the fact if you're babysitting children, if you're taking more children than you're used to just double check all the rows. And then on a lighter note, we had a great time this weekend at the Blue Marlin Grand Championship. And we talked about the science of the tournament. Yes, the Blue Marlin, once they're brought in, one meal takes them and they're able to feed hundreds of families, actually more than 1,000 families. But they also allowed me to hold an eyeball, the Blue Marlin eyeball from Shockwave. One of our friends with the on the team, on our wharf team, Spanky, he said, "Hey, hold this for a second." I said, "Sure, what is it?" And it was Shockwave's eyeball. Holy moly, is all I have to say.
I wonder if they can prepare those in a dish. You've heard of of course, Rocky Mountain oysters. What about having something like a blue water oyster or something like that?
Don't give anybody any ideas. But I did show the crowd. The kids loved it. Pictures are posted. And then my husband had the eye socket.
It's like science class and a fishing tournament all at the same time.
Learned a lot, had a great fun. Looking forward to next year already. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Coming back, hour number three of Mobile Mornings. Running for state senate in the runoff tomorrow. David Northcutt joins us next.